Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4, packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through January 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event is happening now. Get some of the best deals of the season with up to 50% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Avoid the home renovation overwhelm. Swapping out old blinds for custom window coverings delivers big results, and Blinds.com makes it easy and affordable. Skip the long lines or waiting around at home all day just to get a quote. With Blinds.com, shopping online doesn't mean sacrificing quality, style, or service. A Blinds.com design expert can help you make the perfect selection. We can even handle everything from measure to install. Get your whole home installed for one low cost. With over 25 million windows covered, Blinds.com is the number one online retailer of custom window coverings. Shop Blinds.com Cyber Monday sales event today for some of the best deals of the season. Save up to 50% site-wide, plus premium doorbusters and a free professional measure. Up to 50% off at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
It's better over here. AT&T customers, switching to T-Mobile has never been easier. We'll pay off your existing phone and give you a new one free, all on America's largest 5G network. Visit T-Mobile.com/carrierfreedom to switch today.
Pay off up to $650 via virtual prepaid MasterCard in 15 days. Free phone up to $830 via 24 monthly bill credits plus tax. Qualifying port-in, trade-in, service on Go5G Next and credit required. Contact us before canceling entire account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance and required finance agreement is due.
97.1 FM Talk. On-demand audio.
One of my biggest personal recommendations is you shut down the FBI headquarters building and open it up the next day as the Museum of the Deep State. And you send those 7,000 agents in the headquarters building downrange to chase down rapists, to chase down murderers, to chase down drug traffickers, and let the cops be cops on the streets across America.
Wow. That was Kash Patel last week on things he might do if he was at the FBI. And lo and behold, Donald Trump has now tapped him to be the head of the FBI. Talk about shaking things up. It's no wonder Mr. McCabe was in tears at the sound of that news. Let's get to John Lamping, former Missouri Senator. John, I hope you had a great Thanksgiving. Welcome back.
Good morning, Mark and Kim. I had a great Thanksgiving, but from the political side, I feel like Christmas has come early with all these major appointments.
I can't even believe we're still 40 some days out from January 20th when Donald Trump takes power, and he's already having an impact on foreign relations and all sorts of things. I think he's going to make Canada the 51st state.
Oh, that was classic. That was a great Trump line. It's interesting. The high profile appointments so far have been ones that you and I would celebrate. They seem consistent with kind of a drain the swamp mentality, you know, really reestablishing government. Now, having said that, I'm a little concerned. You know, Susie Wiles is his appointed chief of staff, and she's based out of Florida. And I know that when she was first announced that the Bush family celebrated the fact that she was going to be the chief of staff, and she's a longtime lobbyist. And so what we see happening with these appointments is we see some of them that just don't seem right. They seem kind of strange. They have, a lot of them have Florida connections. I think that they're coming through her. And then we see, gratefully, things like Kash Patel, and we see the kind of the true mega side of the movement be represented. Now, of course, it's all nice and great that we're excited about who's being put forward. But I do look at the Senate and I see the makings of the Grinch in McConnell. And, you know, we do need to get 50 on all of these appointments. And that's where the real struggle will begin.
Yeah, I would agree with that. You know, I'm looking at this pardon situation, and then I don't know if that complicates things for Trump or not. I mean, in terms of somebody was suggesting, well, that I think it was Tubin. Was it Tubin over at CNN who said, well, this almost guarantees there's going to be more January 6th pardons? I think Donald Trump was planning to do that anyway, within reason. I think they were there was already a group looking at people to pardon for January 6th who were nonviolent.
Yeah, no, I think that was going to happen anyway. I agree with you. There's a long list of people that shouldn't be in prison that are in prison now, and there's a longer list of people that should be in prison that aren't in prison now, not least of which is Hunter Biden. You know, having staged the pardon the way he did, I would be shocked if Jim Biden isn't the next pardon, and yeah. It wouldn't shock me if on the last day he's in office that he pardons himself. This is a clear sign that there's what we all know has been going on since he was vice president has in fact been going on. It just hasn't come to light. And his concern would be that whoever is in the new administration, Justice Department or the FBI, would all bring that to light. But again, I hate to, you know, be the Grinch, but what Murkowski and Collins and McConnell, that those three, I'm of the opinion, will be against whatever Trump is for. And all it takes is one more senator, and it looks like the guy replacing Romney is the new version of Romney, and that makes four. And so it may very well end up being. I know that Patel can actually be installed under an act around COVID where he can actually be installed as a kind of a security measure. I think he can serve for about 250 days. And I hope it doesn't come to that. But, you know, it's exciting. It's fun. Christmas is here early. But what can happen in the Senate is it definitely concerns me. And I everything we hear coming out of the Senate is not encouraging.
So this might just be ignorance on my part, but Biden would be able to pardon himself, even though he hasn't been convicted of anything. He could just be like, hey, you know what? Let's just do the same 11-year window that I just gave my son and say any crimes I may have committed during that time frame, I'm pardoning myself.
But he was given immunity, wasn't he? Just like Trump?
That's exactly right. I mean, that's the way that the Hunter Biden pardon was structured. It was for crimes he may have committed. Now, there is a twist to that, which is, you may have already discussed, is that in doing that for Hunter Biden, if you subpoena him to testify, he cannot take the Fifth Amendment now, because whatever he may say would not incriminate him. He could still refuse to testify, but then it's a new crime he'll be committing, which is to be in contempt of court.
Oh, so he could testify against his dad, though, and he could not plead the Fifth.
He cannot plead the Fifth. So, but he can refuse to do that. Like I said, he'd be held in contempt. But I think that they know the crimes that they've committed. And look, it's only been 24 hours, and the whole media wants to move on from the fact that Hunter Biden's been pardoned. And I think if Joe Biden pardons himself or gives himself immunity, I think it'll just be a matter of a news cycle before we won't be talking about it anymore, and we'll dealing with the reality on the ground, which is the new administration. So it's crazy times. I do think that, you know, Biden's approval rating has been at best in the mid to high 30s. And I think his approval rating is getting ready to crash below 30. And I'm sure it's a question of, you know, who's the worst president ever. He's probably neck and neck with James Buchanan as we speak.
Wow. Wow. I mean, the whole thing about that is pretty shocking. And, you know, and on Biden, you know, Trump took the high road in 2016. He said he decided not to go after Hillary Clinton. Do you think he's going to be as kind this time, John, because they went after him with both barrels, even when he was out of office?
Well, the mega appointments, the Kash Patel appointment, and what would have been Matt Gaetz's appointment would be they would not get away with it this time. Those appointments were meant to go specifically after the people that had done wrong to both the president and the American people. They did all they could to upend his first term with all the unlawful approaches they took to impeachment, and then all the things they've done with him since he left office in 2021. I think all that would come out. I reserve judgment on Bondi. As much as I'd like to say that she'll be just as good, the fact, again, that the Bush family is very much in support of her always is a red flag for me. I think that they don't want to expose the deep state the way we want it to be exposed. they're very much part of the deep state.
Yeah.
But we'll see. We'll see what happens with Goetz. Maybe he's if he's appointed kind of a special counsel, then maybe he can go after specific things. But it's a long way between now and then. But there is kind of there's a time crunch. I think that we'll end up with a 2-seat majority in the House, and you'll see billions of dollars spent on the left in the midterms to get the majority to really stifle Trump legislatively in the second 2 years. So we really have this very narrow window. I think most of the great things that could happen will happen are not in the first, 200 days. So hopefully we get the satisfaction and we get the people in office that we want to installed.
Amen. I every time you bring up something new that I hadn't thought about, Gates is special counsel, it gets me excited again. I'm like, wow, I didn't even thought of that possibility. Of course he could do that.
He's not done.
No.
Yeah, he's definitely not done yet. And then a special counsel doesn't have to be approved.
Yeah, that's very true. John Lamping, thank you as always, my friend. We appreciate it.
Oh, talk to you next week. Take care.
Yep, take care. Appreciate that. Yeah, it's a, I should ask John when I had him on the phone, but he's been around long enough in financial services industry. How many people does he know, I wonder, who have 30 different LLCs set up in different names and take money from, like, foreign countries?
I thought that was common practice.
I don't, personally. I'm just saying. I don't know anybody that does that, but we're supposed to believe that there's nothing to see here. Please, just move right along. And specifically for those 11 years, you have to move right along. You have to ignore anything he might have done criminally for 11 years. Now, if he's been clean the last five, why would they still need to cover those five?
I think it has to do with the big guy giving weather reports.
Ooh, that could be it. That could be it.
Get more at 971talk.com.
Struggling with mental health shouldn't be the norm. At Mindful Therapy Group, we specialize in connecting you with compassionate therapists to find the perfect fit for you. Mindful Therapy Group accepts most health insurances. Visit mindfultherapygroup.com to start your mental health journey today.
I'm Jenna Fisher.
And I'm Angela Kinsey.
And together we have the podcast Office Ladies.
Just because we finished rewatching The Office does not mean we're going anywhere.
Every Wednesday, we'll be sharing even more exclusive stories from The Office and our friendship with brand new guests. Plus, you can revisit all the Office Ladies rewatch episodes every Monday with new bonus tidbits before every episode.
So follow and listen to Office Ladies on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
This time of year, a good hoodie is absolutely essential. And the American Giant Classic Full Zip Hoodie is made to last a lifetime. With timeless style, heavyweight fleece, and durable details, you can depend on it for years to come. Snag the hoodie that will bring you comfort for life, the American Giant Classic Full Zip, and save 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com when you use code CLASSIC24 at checkout. That's 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com. Code CLASSIC24.